Now, will you listen to him? Paul says here, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Now, what he's making here is a comparison. He says, we're troubled. That's a comparative degree, but we're not distressed. That's superlative. He was pressed for room, as it were, but he still had room to preach the gospel. There was hand-to-hand combat in a corner, but he still could turn to God. He says he's perplexed. He was unable to find a way out, but he's not in despair. He said, yet he did get out. The Spirit of God led him. And he goes on to say, persecuted but not forsaken. That is, he was pursued by enemies, but he wasn't overtaken by enemy. That is, persecuted, pursued by the enemy. Not forsaken, he wasn't overtaken by that. He says, you remember in another place, the thing that has happened to me has happened for the furtherance of the gospel, even when he was in prison. And then he could say there in prison, the Lord stood by me. And then he says here, he goes on, cast down but not destroyed. And that is a tremendous one. That is smitten down. The enemy got him down, but didn't destroy him, not kill him. Actually, Paul is playing here upon words, and it's lost in our translation. I wonder if I might give you my own construction of this. He says, I'm struck down, but not struck out. He could say at the end of his life, I've finished my course. Now, Paul here seems to be fighting a losing battle. And don't you sense that this man's very weak? And yet he's strong. If you'd measure Paul, however, by the modern church statistics, by the material methods we use today, well, my friend, you wouldn't get very far. You put this little crippled, weak, sick Jew down by the mighty juggernaut of the Roman power, he's nothing. But my friend, he brought a message that withered that Roman Empire. And even Gibbon says that the Roman Empire could not stand up against the preaching of the gospel of Christ. May I say that he continues to topple thrones. He seemed to be pretty weak then, didn't he? You see, God delivered Paul again and again. He used miraculous means, but he used natural means. And after all, what is the real test of a Christian? This is a day of compromise, a day of expediency, the day when you measure a man by how popular he is or how many friends he's got. Dr. Bob Shuler down in downtown Los Angeles years ago used to say, I measure a man by the enemies he's got, if you make the right kind of enemies. By the way, I've always prided myself on my enemies. I got the right ones, friends, and I love it just that way. Now, what is the thing that he's saying here? Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Oh, what a tremendous, wonderful thing this is that we have here. Paul could say, you remember, I die daily, over in 1 Corinthians 15:31. Then he says in Romans 8:36, we're killed all the day long. Then in 1 Corinthians 4:9, he's appointed to death. Paul was on candid camera, but he's on there not to smile, but to suffer. Christian, suffer. You're on candid camera. May I say to you, I think this is pretty important today. I think it's very important in this day in which we live. Oh, how wonderful it is to take our place with the Lord Jesus in these days.